Harry, who was nearest the door, got up to look into the corridor. All along the carriage, heads were sticking curiously out of their compartments. The train came to a stop with a jolt, and distant thuds and bangs told them that luggage had fallen out of the racks. Then, without warning, all the lamps went out, and they were plunged into total darkness. "What's going on?" said Ron's voice from behind Harry. "Ouch!" gasped Hermione. "Ron, that was my foot!" Harry felt his way back to his seat. "Do you think we've broken down?"
"Dunno."
There was a squeaking sound, and Harry saw the dim black outline of Ron wiping a patch clean on the window and peering out.
"There's something moving out there," Ron said. "I think people are coming aboard."
The compartment door suddenly opened, and someone fell painfully over Harry's legs.
"Sorry, do you know what's going on? Ouch! Sorry!"
"Hello, Neville," said Harry, feeling around in the dark and pulling Neville up by his cloak.
"Harry, is that you? What's happening?"
"No idea. Sit down." There was a loud hissing and a yelp of pain. Neville had tried to sit on Crookshanks.
"I'm going to go and ask the driver what's going on," came Hermione's voice.